This is a C2A News Update. For 20 years, the Nanaimo Blues Festival has been bringing international and local blues music to Nanaimo's backyard. But right now, they are wondering why provincial funding has not been renewed for an important fund. Every second weekend in August, the Nanaimo Blues Festival takes over downtown Nanaimo for a four-day-long blues music festival. For the last 2 years, the festival has relied on the BC Fairs, Festivals, and Event Fund to fund headlining artists and keep the festival going. But as Jackie Moisen, president of the Nanaimo Blues Society, tells CHY, she's concerned that the funding has not been renewed for this year. The BC Fairs, Festivals, and Event Fund, or BCFFE Fund, was first created in 2001 by the BC government to support arts, culture, and sports events during the COVID-19 pandemic. In 2021, the fund supported over 680 events that have grown to support over 1,000 in 2024. In 2024, 20 Nanaimo festivals and events received funding from the fund, including VIX, the Canada Day Celebration, and the Infringing Dance Festival. Last year, the Nanaimo Blues Festival received over $18,000. Moisen says without the funding, it would affect how the festival can run in the coming years.
It makes a difference between a year end of a deficit or a break even to a year end of a little bit of revenue in the account. And it's so important that when you're running the festival that, I mean, obviously no one wants to run a deficit because that could make the difference between the festival coming back the following year.
She explains the festival is also funded through the City of Nanaimo and the BC Arts Council. But the money they receive from the BCFFE fund helps keep the budget above water and helps them get started on the following year.
We have to start thinking about our next year festival quite early because with many of your headliners and touring artists, they're booking tours months and months in advance. So you really can't wait till the spring of the festival year to start looking at your headliners. You've got to start doing that in the fall.
Moisen says that the funding is not renewed. It will not affect this year's festival, but they will have to look at changing how they set up the festival in 2026. This could include hiring cheaper headliners, having a smaller advertising budget, and looking at lowering the amount of dates they run the festival. Moisen explains that usually the BCFF fund would open up applications in January, with the deadline to apply to be around the last week of February or the first week of March. As there hasn't been a call out for funding yet, the Nanaimo Blues Festival has joined a campaign with the BC Music Festival Collective, signing an open letter to the province seeking the urgent renewal of the BCFFE fund.
I mean, a lot of festivals, ours included, really need that funding to be viable. And if that funding is not going to happen this year, I don't know what to say. There's been no call out for it, kind of no word on whether that funding's going to occur. So I guess it's looking like a bit of a pause at this point. And I'm really hopeful that the advocacy going on across the province is going to make a difference.
Moisen says this comes as the post-pandemic cost of living and inflation has hit festivals and events across the province as the price of goods and services rise.
We had no live events for 2 years. We did a couple of virtual things, but no income, no revenue sources. So it's been a slow crawl back from post-COVID.
CHY reached out to the Ministry of Tourism, Arts, Culture, and Sport about the BC Fairs, Festivals, and Event Fund, and we're told they'll have more information at a later date. For CHY News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.